Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Washington, D.C. Due to the resignation of the U.S. peace envoy to Israel, the Trump peace plan may not happen. That's the headline. David Dolan comes to the broadcast table to give us further information.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
David, the headline, United States Peace Envoy Jason Greenblatt resigns. What does that mean to the peace process?
Well, Jimmy, he has said that he'll stay on until the peace plan is formally unveiled, which they say will be after the Israeli elections, but it certainly is a sign that there may be some weakness. This is at least how Israelis are seeing it. But again, as I've been talking about for months and others too, it just seems very unlikely this peace plan will go anywhere. There's chaos in Israel and the political system. The Palestinians have already totally rejected it. It's a signal that this peace plan is probably not going to go very far.
Both sides are so set in their ways, they're not going to be able to really negotiate or give in a little bit to make this happen?
Well, Jimmy, you know, we have to remember this is really a dream, as it were, from one man, Donald Trump, that he would be able, because he's a great deal maker, as he says, that nobody has been able to succeed in bringing an end to the Palestinian-Israeli conflict. There just seems to be no place right now for this to succeed. The Palestinians, as we talked about a couple weeks ago, their leader Abbas saying Jews never had a foot in Jerusalem in ancient times and were the true people here and they have no right to be here and they should all leave. Again, it's the White House's desire to see something succeed, but on the ground, most everybody's been scratching their heads and saying, certainly not now it's not going to happen, because indeed we're facing a whole war at some point here, and at least until major changes happen on the ground, it just doesn't seem possible at all to most observers and certainly to myself.
David Dolan with the insight into why the Trump peace plan may not happen at this time. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. The White House has been working on implementing the Trump peace plan to bring about a resolution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict for over 2 years. Now, with the resignation of the U.S. peace envoy to Israel, Jason Greenblatt, the peace plan seems to be in jeopardy. This peace plan may not come about. However, the Bible reveals a peace plan that will happen. That plan, Daniel 9:27, reveals that the Antichrist will bring a resolution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict and peace for the Middle East. The Antichrist will do this by confirming the three peace treaties already on the table. These treaties between Israel and Egypt, the Palestinians, and Jordan are the peace plans that will be confirmed. The Antichrist, a worldwide leader, will make peace happen, albeit a pseudo-peace. That is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...